I'm Laura Harper Lake.
And I'm Sarah Reitzman, and you're listening to Creative Guts. Hello, listeners. Thanks again for tuning in to installment 18 of Creative Catalogs.
If you've been here before, you probably know this series is all about us sharing the creative things we're into. Here's what the Creative Guts team is loving lately.
I want to start by telling you about Melissa Kobe. You may have picked up on this a few weeks ago when I featured Union House and Pavlov Visuals. I'm smitten with the simplicity of minimalistic digital drawings. Today, I wanted to tell you about Melissa Kobe of M. Kobe Art. Melissa is a digital artist whose style is minimalistic and women-centric with a gorgeous earthy palette. She's a figure artist mostly. Her feed features a lot of portraits of women, none of which have faces, making her exactly the kind of artist I'd love to have on the podcast because I have so many questions about that. She does some cutesy pieces like an adorable piece titled Mondays featuring a woman bathing in a cat coffee mug. In addition to the earthy color palette, there's also a lot of plants in her pieces, but her work is largely portraits of Black women, sometimes with white women, like in her piece Allyship. I particularly love her piece Goodnight Moon for its simplicity. It's a line drawing of a woman sleeping using the moon as a pillow. Go see for yourself. Melissa's on Instagram. Her handle is mkoby_, mkoby underscore. And you can find her shop on Etsy too, etsy.com/shop/mkobyart. For my second share today, I want to tell you about my new favorite hashtag. Yes, people do have favorite hashtags, and how it led me to a really cool artist, Cinta Vidal. So, is it weird that I have a favorite hashtag? I don't know. It might be. But leading up to the Where We Live virtual art show, my organization, the Workforce Housing Coalition of the Greater Seacoast, hosted, I spent a lot of time scoping out housing-related art. And in my search, I found hashtag city drawing. My new favorite hashtag led me to a half dozen of new-to-me artists that I'm in love with. So for now, I'm going to share Cinta Vidal, a Spanish artist who studied art in Barcelona when she was 16. Her illustrations are a bit trippy. She draws or paints everyday objects like chairs and houses and people and plants, except they're floating or being hurled through the air or stacked precariously or deconstructed. She plays with dimensions and gravity in a very sort of M.C. Escher way. I was initially drawn to what she has been producing during quarantine, tiny, isolated, floating houses. And her website is largely organized by location, and I particularly like Mississippi and Los Angeles, but she also has a series featuring cats and people. Her pieces Cat's Home and Living Together are consistent with her style of playing with dimensions, but also manage to be a bit kind of cozy and relatable. Her website also features a few large-scale murals she's done in her style that are pretty darn amazing. Go see for herself. You can find her online at cintavidal.com, CINTAVIDAL, and on Instagram, her handle is @Cinta_Vidal. That's all I have for today. Let's hear what's up with Laura.
All right, my first pick is an artist, Max Sansing, who is a Chicago-based fine artist and muralist. According to his website, during his youth, he was involved in several graffiti crews and taught himself oil painting before completing formal training at the American Academy of Art. In addition to his studio practice, Sansing is frequently commissioned to create large-scale murals and experimental installations across the country. He is deeply committed to supporting his Chicago community and is involved with numerous youth groups that expands art opportunities in underserved areas. His work has been featured in gallery shows and special events in Chicago, New York, and Miami, among others. And after looking at his website and his Instagram, I am smitten. His work is evocative, surreal, and extremely vibrant. His series for the show Keyed In is what originally brought me to enjoy his work on Instagram. This collection has a beautiful symbolism throughout. After reading the collection's show statement on his website, I gained a deeper appreciation for what Max has created. I will not quote all of it, but the last line perfectly states, "Sansing's portraits of inner transformation call on us to examine the labyrinthian layers of all our own beings, daring us to reconnect with our self-imposed limitations so we too can get keyed in." This is one of those artists you need to rush over on Instagram and follow right now. Check him out on Instagram at MaxSansing and his website www.maxsansing.com. My second pick for this episode is a book by C.A. Fletcher, or Charlie Fletcher, A Boy and His Dog at the End of the World. Now, if you know me, you know I love a good apocalypse or post-apocalyptic story. This is that, but it's very different than what the genre usually offers. Here is a little description of how the book describes itself. "My name's Grizz. I've never been to school, I've never had friends, and in my whole life, I've not met enough people to play a game of football. My parents told me how crowded the world used to be before all the people went away, but we were never lonely on our remote island. We had each other and our dogs. Then the thief came." And that's it. That's all you have to go on to know what you're diving into. I listened to this book via audiobook, and it took me to another time and place that I had a hard time tearing myself away from. Though it is post-apocalyptic, it is definitely not in the way many post-apocalyptic stories are imagined. Often a Mad Max-type world enters our mind when we hear those words, and while the story does have adventure and danger and battles at time, it does not feel akin to that kind of atmosphere. There are amazing twists that you never see coming, and the characters have immense soul. I was completely taken away by this story, and I wish I could tell you more about it, but I really can't. It's something to be experienced. It won a bunch of awards, was on the top of many lists, and has a great user rating. Go check it out and find it wherever you find your books to read or listen to. Those are my picks. That wraps up today's installment of Creative Catalogs. We hope you enjoyed these bonus episodes as much as we enjoyed creating them.
Find all the links we shared in this episode and more on our website, creativegutspodcast.com, and on Facebook and Instagram, where our handle is Creative Guts Podcast. While you're there, say hello and share what's on your creative radar.
As always, special thank you to our friend Raphael Bastek, aka Bug, for the use of the background music.
And thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next Wednesday with another episode of Creative Guts.
So with that, show us your creative guts.
That was perfect on my end.
It was not on mine, but I didn't hesitate. I just went for it.